One devotee, he saw this, he was looking at the danda, and he said, Sutapa, you're really jumping in the deep end of the swimming pool. He said, but you won't have any problem drowning because your danda is so long that you'll always be able to pull yourself out. And when he said that, it reminded me of the verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Durgame pati maindhasya skalat pada gater muhu sva kripa yastidane na shanta shantva valambanam. He says, my path is very difficult and I'm slipping again and again, but the stick of the mercy of the Vaishnavas is holding me up. When the thought of this sannyas ceremony came, then I said to my spiritual master that perhaps we can do it in some secluded corner of Vrindavan, maybe at the foot of Govardhan Hill under a tree. And he said, yeah, we'll work it out. So somehow or other it worked out in a different way. But I'm very grateful because so many Vaishnavas came and so many Vaishnavas give blessings, and that's the stick of the mercy that holds us up. So many sadhus came today. In the Bhagavatam it's mentioned, Shanta eva syachindanti mano vyasanga mukti bi, that the words of a sadhu are like razor sharp, and they can cut the attachments within the mind of the conditioned soul. So His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj for me is the personification of that verse. His words are so powerful, His words are so chaste to Srila Prabhupada. And so today He's blessed us by His presence, and I pray that in my life my words will also represent Srila Prabhupada as strongly as he embodies in his life. His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj is here. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about divine qualities and he says, Abhayam Satvasam Sudhir Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti. Krishna begins the list of divine qualities by talking about Abhayam or fearlessness. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, fearlessness is the first quality of a sannyasi. And His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj is so much the embodiment of that. Ready to go anywhere, ready to do anything, ready to take on any risk, to share Krishna consciousness in the most difficult and hostile environments. So I pray, Maharaj, that I can grab some of your an ounce of your fearlessness in Srila Prabhupada's service. We were so fortunate in the manner to have an example as Dayananda Maharaj from day one. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, Saralata e Vaishnavatva, simplicity is Vaishnavism. And His Holiness Dayananda Maharaj is such a simple, humble soul. And from day one, we were exposed to that beautiful example. And we owe so much to him as well. So many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples have come today. And living at the manor is such a boon because we have the association of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Recently I was thinking that we love Prabhupada, but we only know of Prabhupada because of his disciples. Because his disciples wrote biographies, wrote their experiences of Srila Prabhupada, we know about Prabhupada. Because his disciples took pictures and recorded Srila Prabhupada's words, we can hear Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada's disciples sacrificed everything, their youth, all comfort, to build Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Therefore, we know Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, I feel, are the biggest gift of Srila Prabhupada to us in this world. Kripa Mahaprabhu spoke. Recently I finished reading Kripa Mahaprabhu's biography. And it's incredible, just a decade after decade of service to Srila Prabhupada, unrelenting, ever increasing. Such an amazing example. The disciples of Srila Prabhupada had no hesitation in doing whatever it took to spread Srila Prabhupada's movement. So they are here today, and I pray that I can serve them and continue that legacy in some small way. I guess I should also thank my parents. Sounds like an Oscar speech, no? My parents made a big sacrifice. I left home when I was 21, and I said I'd be back after 6 months. I even had to sign a contract. But I hope that if there's anything good that I've done, that I will do, that the benefit will go to them, because they made a sacrifice. I have to thank my spiritual master. When Tamal Krishna Maharaj was told by Srila Prabhupada to go to India, he didn't want to go. Prabhupada said, why not? He said, because Indians are too tricky. Prabhupada said, but I'm an Indian. He said, no, no, not you, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, no, no, actually, I am also tricky. Because I tricked you into becoming Krishna conscious. So with the greatest of respect, I can also say that my own spiritual master is very tricky. He's very generous. Namo Mahava Danyaya, this is Mahaprabhu, is so much magnanimity, so much generosity. I observe my spiritual master day in, day out. He's addicted to giving the mercy to others. And he had a plan to make something useful out of my life. I wasn't aware of the plan. Slowly it unfolds. But that is his great generosity to give me an opportunity to make my life successful and do something worthwhile for Srila Prabhupada. He's carrying the spirit of Mahaprabhu in such a powerful way. I hope I'll fulfill his desires and his vision. On this day, Shri Dharma Prabhu is not here. Maybe he is, I don't know. But he gave me a lot of mercy. And actually, he was the greatest sannyasi. Yeah. He was a real sadhu, real saintly person. He used to tell me, life is short. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. Have a laugh, a smile, and do something for Prabhupada. You'll look back, you'll feel very, very happy. And you know, things happen in life, but don't take the illusion too seriously. Shri Dharma Prabhu was someone who really walked with the vision of eternity. He was a real saintly person, and he instilled that, some of that, I hope, in me. So today is a kind of journey into the unknown. But then I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada's whole life was a journey into the unknown. When Srila Prabhupada was a householder, then in the late 50s, he decided to give it all up, go to Vrindavan, take sannyas and live as a mendicant. That was a journey into the unknown. Then in Vrindavan, Prabhupada got the opportunity to go to America to preach Krishna consciousness, bigger opportunities, a journey into the unknown. Prabhupada came to Butler, Pennsylvania, but then he thought, I can't start the movement here, I have to go to the center. So Prabhupada decided to leave that quiet neighborhood and go to New York City, a journey into the unknown. In New York City, Prabhupada was in upstate New York at Dr. Mishra's apartment, but he thought, these are not the people. So he thought, let me descend to the Lower East Side, the Skid Row, the lowest of the low, and preach Krishna consciousness there. So he left and he went to the Bowery, a journey into the unknown. And from there, Prabhupada was just making every single journey around the world into the unknown. So for me, it's a very small journey into the unknown compared to Srila Prabhupada. But I hope in this journey into the unknown, I hope to meet Srila Prabhupada and Krishna along the way on this journey. Serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is the best job in the world. And Prabodhananda Saraswati says, yatha yatha gaura padara vinde, that when you dive into the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then as you go into that deep ocean of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eventually you'll navigate to the shores of Radha and Krishna's Vrajalila. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, adhyapiha she lila kaha gaura roy, kona kona bhagyavan dekhi bara poi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on even today. Kona kona bhagyavan, but who's that fortunate person that will able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes? So I'm a small soul with a big danda. But I want to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And I'm praying that all of you help me to become fortunate so that I can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. As I look out, I see so many of you, and actually you all helped me in spiritual life. You gave me so much mercy, gave me so many opportunities to serve. As Kripa Maya Prabhu says, it takes a whole village to bring up a child. So I'm made of your mercy. I'm at your service in the UK. And maybe a few other places, if it's allowed. With Kripa Maya Prabhu's blessings, of course. And I hope I'll do something of value in this life and honor the sannyasa ashram and make it fruitful by sharing Krishna consciousness and fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's deepest desire, that as many people in this world get the opportunity to make their lives perfect. I hope to be some kind of a small instrument in that plan. And please pray for me that I become humble and stay humble. Pride cometh before the fall. So please correct me and please advise me, guide me, and please let me know if there is something I'm doing wrong. And in this way, I hope to be your servant for the rest of this life and beyond. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.